38-431.03, notices hereby given to the members of the State of Arizona Boards of Examiners of Nursing Care Institute Administrators and the Assisted Living Facility Managers Board, and to the general public, to the board will hold a virtual teleconference board meeting, which is open to the public on Wednesday, April 23rd, 2024 at 11:30. The meeting will only be taking place virtually via Google Meet, meetgoogle.com, are joined by telephone at US 1-414-909-7765, PIN 773-097-965, pound. Persons with disability may request a reasonable accommodation such as a sign language interpretation by contacting JAC Conference at 602-542-8156 or through the Arizona Relay Service at 711. Please make your request as early as possible to allow time to arrange the accommodation. The board president reserves the right to change the order of the items listed in the agenda, except for the matters scheduled at the specific time. The agenda is subject to change up to 24 hours prior to the meeting. Board members may be present by telephone. We're going to go into call of order.
President Brimhall?
Present.
Vice President Kidder? Member Archer?
Here.
Member Steven?
Here.
Member Campbell?
Here.
Member Hill?
Here.
Member Cook?
Here.
Member Felix?
Here.
Member Cofort?
Here.
For the board, Executive Director Comfer?
Present.
And I'm Donita McGlosson, Deputy Director.
Thank you. We have quorum. So do we have any declaration of conflicts of interest? Hearing none, we'll move on. Call to the public. Any public members? Seeing and hearing none, we'll move on to the review and discussion of possible actions on approval of minutes. That's regular meeting minutes, April 8th, 2023.
Move approval.
Do I have a second?
Second.
We don't need to do a roll call vote. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any nays?
Aye.
Motion passes. Review, discuss, and possible action of initial complaint case review. Action may include possible summary suspension of manager certification pursuant to ARS 41-1092.11B. So Phil, would you like to do an outline? Or is Al going to do an outline of this case regarding Regina J. Brinkley, case number 2023-NCI-0664 and 2024-NCI-0244?
I think what we planned on doing is I could present my case and then Al could present his. We each did a different one.
So are you doing case 664? You're doing 23. You're doing year 23 and Al's going to do 24. Okay.
So I'll just run it like we do all the other ones. So this is complaint 2023-NCI-0664.
Oh, can I stop you for one moment just to let you know that we're on record that we do not have Regina Bricking here present? Is Regina here? Hearing nobody, seeing nobody, we'll go forth and we'll make it on record that she's not present. Thank you.
Okay, the licensee in this particular case is Regina J. Bricking, who was invited to today's meeting but is not in attendance. And on June 20th, 2023, DHS conducted an assisted living facility compliance inspection and four assisted living facility complaint investigations at Charleston Assisted Living LLC located in Phoenix. The compliance inspection and complaint investigations identified 22 deficiencies in 10 different areas. One of the deficiencies appears to be a repeat deficiency. Ms. Bricking was noticed of the complaint. She failed to provide her written response, although she was requesting and was provided an extension of time to provide a response. The extension was until January 15th of 2024. Even with the extension, she failed to provide a written response. And it was on approximately October 10th 2023 DHS took enforcement action when they imposed a civil money penalty of $5,500 for 7 substantiated violations. One of the violations appears to be a repeat deficiency. And after this complaint was finished, staff learned that another complaint 2024-NCI-0244, was also opened on Ms. Bicking, and Mr. Emig is going to present that information.
Thank you. Do we want to run this together for both complaints and then have a discussion? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Alan Emig presenting on 2024-NCI-0244. And involving Regina Bicking, manager certificate number ALM-011615. The complaint came in from Department of Health Services on April 11th. They conducted a high priority on-site assisted living facility inspection at Charleston Assisted Living in Phoenix. And the complaint alleged at that time the utility company, APS, was shut off power at the facility. The residents had no food and the residents were emaciated. In the complaint, the department went out there, and the facility is owned by manager Regina Bicking. When the compliance officer got there on 4/8/24, there were no residents at the home, and Regina alleged that they were relocated to other facilities, placed in other facilities. The compliance officer at that time got her to surrender that facility license on Charleston, as she wanted to close it in the first place. The same complaint then alleged that some of the residents were moved to GAIA assisted living on Blaylock. So the compliance officer showed up there on 4/8/24, and they were able to locate 3 residents. However, there were no resident records. There was no documentation of medication administration, personnel records. There was an uncertified caregiver present. There was very limited food in the house, and the residents appeared emaciated. the home is owned by Clinic Sheen. He leased this particular facility to Regina, and we do have documents showing that he did lease it to her prior to this date. However, when he was there, the compliance officer also got him to relinquish the facility license, and we have documentation that that license was released by her. No longer valid at that location. He did sign it over, and DHS accepted it. The residents themselves, the compliance officer called an immediate jeopardy based on their observations and involved adult protective services and the fire department, who took the residents to the hospital for evaluation. Like I said, they also got Mr. Sheen to close the facility and surrender his license. When Ms. Bicking showed up at the site, the compliance officer stated that she had little or no regard for the health and safety of the residents. So there, the 3 residents, what we're looking at, there were no resident records, no documentation of medication, no personnel records, uncertified caregiver, limited food, and the residents were emaciated. So, and as of this time, I have not heard from Ms. Bicking regarding this complaint.
Okay, board. This is just really a sad situation. This is the first time in my understanding of the NECA board that we've had to have an emergency hearing on to this caliber. It's just indescribable to me. It looks to me as that Regina was hanging her license in three facilities. She had Gila, Paradise Home, and Charleston. So she was already violating the regulations. Other discussions, other thoughts?
Do we know that that's true? Was she the manager of record at that third home, the Paradise Home?
The compliant officer is the one that advised that she was the manager of that in the documentation we have.
Of all three? Okay. And so do we need to vote to combine?
Yes, thank you. I would start with the vote to combine, and then you can just go down your sheet as normal.
I make a motion to combine these two cases.
Second. All in favor of combining the two cases together of Miss Regina, case 2023 MCA 0664 and 2024 NCI 02. All in favor? Or should we do roll call?
Please do a roll call on this one.
Member Archer?
Aye.
President Brimhall?
Aye.
Member Stephen?
Aye.
Member Campbell?
Aye.
Member Hill?
Aye.
Member Cook?
Aye.
Member Felix?
Member Felix?
Aye.
Member Coford?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Wally, did you have a question?
I do have a question. Is charges being brought against her by APS, Adult Protective Services, for the abuse to those patients? Do we know?
We have not heard yet from the APS, Adult Protective Services, yet as to their conclusion of their investigation yet. We're still in contact with DHS and the compliance officer that went out there.
Okay. I just want to, I don't know if we do anything on our end to facilitate that, but this is definitely should rise to the elder abuse. I don't want to say charge, but I don't know exactly what they call it. But also, I have a question about how do we know she's not somewhere else now?
We don't.
That's scary.
We don't.
Do we know about the three residents, their status of their health?
Not at this time.
Gosh. The board could also, along with whatever, if you choose to move for a summary suspension today, you could also refer this matter to the Attorney General's office for potential criminal prosecution.
Okay, that's what I'd like to hear.
I have a question, Madam President. Probably for Mr. Monahan. So I just want to clarify. So if we take the recommendation for summary, is it summary suspension or summary revocation?
So it's summary suspension. The way it works is we have to, if today you move to summarily suspend the license, as soon as you make that motion, the license is effective. Well, once the order is sent out, it's effectively suspended.
Okay.
And then we have to hold the hearing promptly, which would be after 35 days. We still have to give them their due process, but before 60. So they would be suspended until the June meeting, at which time there would be a formal hearing for the revocation of the license.
Okay. And just for the record, just clarifying that this suspension and the revocation hearing is the most efficient way to, one, stop her from practicing now, and then eventually having a conversation regarding a next step disciplinary action, right?
So this would stop her from practicing right now, but we are moving straight to a formal hearing. She won't come back before you for an initial review. We will hold the formal hearing within 60 days.
Okay, thank you.
So how do we refer this to the Attorney General?
By motion.
In the same motion?
Yes.
Okay.
If you'd like, yes.
Thank you. Okay, Jack, sorry.
Madam President, members of the board, we had somebody join the
the meeting, and I don't recognize the name. I did not know if that person wanted to introduce themselves or if they wanted to take part in the proceedings, so I just wanted to bring that up. Nikki King, I believe, joined us. The second thing, and you can chime in if you want to, the second thing is to, in response to Board Member Hill's question, staff did offer a consent agreement for voluntary revocation of the license, which was timely. We did not get, I did talk with the respondent after we sent that out. We still have not received that back. That probably would have been the quickest way to resolve the allegations. However, she chose not to sign that and send it back. So we're having a summary suspension proceeding followed by the hearing.
Great. Thank you. I wanted to establish for the public record we're taking the most aggressive action with it. Or staff is recommending the most aggressive action here. And then we will, since we haven't acted yet, I wanted to rephrase that. Thank you.
And after you're done with your motions, you could always also make a motion to allow that voluntary surrender to be accepted if signed.
Somebody want to do a motion or any other discussion? Okay, based upon the information contained in the investigation report, I find that the board finds significant evidence of the violation of ARS 36-446.07B3, ARS 44610, AACR-33-407A, and B1 for unprofessional conduct in the complaint number 2024-NCI-2024, and also NCI-2023-NCI-0664 of involving manager Regina Beckham, and the board offers, they already offered the consent and she did not sign it. So we're going to move all the way down to the summary suspension. And if she does accept the voluntary surrender, then we as the board will accept that. And then we'll also ask for the Attorney General's office to do a thorough investigation of this situation.
Madam
Chair.
Yes.
Were you also going to include our 433-407-B11? Mm-hmm. Engage in conduct that might constitute incompetence, gross negligence, repeat negligence, or negligence that might constitute a danger to the health, welfare, and safety of a resident of the public.
We'll add that in. Thank you.
And is the amended, is the second amenable to that?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Can I clarify real quickly? The first complaint number you gave, which was 2024 NCI, and you said 2044, but it's 0244, just for the record.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion? Let's do a roll call vote.
President Brimholm?
Aye.
Member Campbell?
Aye.
Member Archer?
Aye.
Member Stephen?
Aye.
Member Hill?
Aye.
Member Hill?
Aye. Member Cook? Aye. Member Cook, you're on mute.
I said aye, it just echoed.
Member Felix?
Sorry, I lost connectivity. Aye.
And Member Coford?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, then the board will do what they need to do to secure this, and then we'll give the 35 days, and then she'll come maybe back. Any other discussion? Well, I do thank you guys all for your time today. And
I'm sorry, Madam President, do we want to make a motion regarding referring the case to the Attorney General's office? Is that a separate motion, or was it included in the first?
I did it all in one. Do you want it to do
something? Okay.
I did it all in one.
All right. Thank you. I just,
oh, you're
just
welcome. Thank you.
So lost track. Thank you.
No, you're fine. Yes, Jack.
I apologize. Before we adjourn and get done, I just wanted to thank the board for getting together for this virtual meeting so quickly. I think it was necessary given the circumstances and the allegations. And I also wanted to thank the staff. Phil, Al, everybody did a great job getting this together on a real short-term basis. And thank you to everybody. I think this is a decision that really does a good job of protecting the public. So thank you to everybody, Madam President.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. And we're going to adjourn, and it's 11:50. Do I have a second? Wally, it's going to be a second. All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Great job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good one. Jack.
Bye.
Thanks, Seamus.
Jack.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Can you stay on for just a second?
I'll contact you separately.
Oh, you want to call me?
Yeah, is that okay?
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.